welcome everybody to the show. It's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always go and get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on the next expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013 marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitch him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talent to guests all from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing, we yawn. That it's real talk radio, the best ones doing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, Jay Real.
And I'm, oh, sorry. And I'm listening.
Yeah, man, we here, man. We back at it with another one, man. We back at it. Woo, what a long week, man. Hey, man. This weather, man, I'm trying to tell you, like, this weather been something crazy. Like, it's crazy. Like, how the, it's been so cold. Like, I don't know the last time I've been that cold. Like, the last past few days, the day was pretty nice. But, I mean, compared to, like, to the past 2 weeks, I mean, I just don't remember the last time I was that cold. I know it might have been like a few years. I don't know where this came from. I mean, we talking about like squinting your face like in agony. Like, I remember a few days ago walking to the car and I was like squinting my face. Like, he's like, it felt like thorns was just poking me in my face. Like, it was crazy. Swapping out the chain.
I do be dealing with this weather. You know what, that's because I was just talking to somebody at work about it. Says, you know what, that's because last year we really didn't have a winter until like February. And that only lasted for like a month and it got warm again. Like, I remember last year, Christmas time, we were in 70 degree weather still. Like, it was mad warm. We haven't had, you know, a real winter in a long-ass time. I remember last year, the whole winter, I wore hoodies. I didn't even wear a coat, actually.
Yeah.
Got to adjust to the weather, what winter feels like. Like, nobody, I guess nobody was expecting it to be cold like this again. Like, we just got snow. Like,
my mess is crazy. It's crazy. Like, just all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, then the ice. Oh, my goodness. How is the ice out there in the county for y'all? Like, how is that ice? Did y'all get the ice storm? Wait, Nezzy? Did you mute the phone? I can't hear. What are you saying? Nezzy? All right, well, while Nezzy tries to, you know, get her technical situation under control, yeah, man, I mean, like, the little ice storm we had, up the East Coast, was that yesterday? I mean, okay, I think Nizzy's back. All right, Nizzy?
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know what happened. You said you was still on here, but I couldn't hear nothing.
Like, my call keeps dropping. I don't know why.
Your phone bugging out. Your phone tripping like my phone.
No.
You probably need a new phone too, yo.
No, my phone is nowhere near yours. And my phone's actually been good.
Did you drop your phone a lot?
No. Not at all.
Yeah, we were talking about phones for a little second before we get into our topic. What I was saying about that ice storm, I was asking, did y'all get that ice storm in Hagerstown?
No.
Oh, y'all didn't?
No, we didn't.
Damn. So y'all got spared. I mean,
that's because we're in the mountains, so a lot of stuff doesn't really hit us. Like, we got a little bit of snow, and it's gone now.
So y'all ain't get that ice, though?
No, we didn't get no ice.
That's crazy, man, because we got it, and it's bad, because it's not that it was, like, just a whole lot, like, you know, like how it is when there's a whole lot of snow. It wasn't nothing like that, but it was a thin layer, right? But it was so slippery. I think that's the slipperiest ice I've ever been on in my life. Like, literally, it was like going ice skating. Like, when I tell, listen, I've never been on ice so slippery that I held on to the railing and still couldn't move because it was too slippery. Usually, if I hold onto a railing, I'm straight. Like, I got good balance, good self-control. I held onto the railing, and I'm like, holy crap, man. I was like, I was kind of like nervous because it was starting to feel like if I fall, it's not going to be pretty because it's going to be like I'm going to fall fast because there's no traction. Like, I'm going to just go tumbling face first. Like, it was crazy. And I'm like, yo, it was so slippery that I ended up having to sit down on the step and slide on my behind down each step like a little kid. It was that bad. I just, the front steps, my front porch, I had to slide down like a kid, sitting down step by step to avoid falling. Because there was no way I was going to be able to go down there with my shoes on and not fall. It just wasn't happening. I mean, I was holding on to the railing, but I might as well not have been holding on to the ground. It was so slippery, my feet was just coming right from under me. So it was bad. People was falling all over the place. And, you know, I had, a guest over, and she fell. And I was like, hey, I felt bad. I kept saying, you all right? You all right? You all right? Because I ain't know. Like, I had no idea it was, like, getting this bad ice, and it was going to be real slippery, so I ain't have no salt. I ain't had no salt, you know, no ice melt. So we just going, you know, I just, you know, about to, you know, going to the crib, you know, going up the steps, and next thing you know, it's just real slippery. And I'm like, whoa, where did this come from? So she didn't fall going up. She fell when we was leaving, coming down the steps, and it, like, got even slipperier. And she made it to the bottom step, but the bottom step was the most slippery step. And so when she made it to the bottom step, she held onto the railing too and still fell. And I was thinking, like, dang, maybe if she had better balance, she wouldn't have. But then when I, like, went on that steps today, and, like, I was falling. Like, I had to stop. I was like, I can't take another step. I got to sit down. Because I was thinking, like, what am I going to do? I'm stuck. I can't go back up because there's ice on the step above. And it's ice below me, so I'm stuck. I got to make a decision. And the only thing I could do was sit down and slide down the steps that way. It's crazy, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. But the streets was, like, cool. Like, the streets wasn't slippery. It was just that. And I was like, I'm one of those people that, like, I don't use salt. Like, I don't need it. Salt just get on my nerves because it eats your steps up. You feel me? Like, when you use salt, it eats your steps because it eats the street, too. Like, it just, that's what it does. It eats stuff up. That's how I was able to, like, break the ice down because it just dissolves stuff. And I was like, I don't be liking having, like, you know, use the salt and then the steps be all messed up because the cement is, like, you know what I mean, coming out because of the salt, you feel me?
Get your life together. You need to get some salt.
No. That's what I'm saying. I had to. No, this was serious. I was like, I'm a person that typically don't like to do that because I'm like, I know it's going to, like, you know, damage the steps. But this was too serious. I mean, like, if it was like, if I had nothing to do and I could stay in the house, I still kind of can't do that, because then I'm like, damn, the mailman ain't going to be able to come up the steps. It was that bad. Like, there's no way the mailman could have came up my steps. The only way he would be able to do it, he would just have to toss it up there. And I couldn't blame him. Like, I'm not walking up those steps. Like, I'm just toss the mail on the porch and then keep walking. Like, there's no way. You feel me? Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I did go to the store and get salt. And like I was saying, I'm a person that typically doesn't do that. There was no choice in this situation. This was out of control. This was out of control. So I had to do it. So I go to the store. I get the salt, right? I do a little running around, but you know, it was kind of warm today. I mean, compared to how cold it's been. So I get the salt, I come back home, look on the steps, and it's melted. So it was like a 911 got to get salt thing in the morning, because I had to sit down on the steps to go down the steps to be able to get to the car. But then when I finally do say, all right, you know what, for the first time ever, I'm going to buy salt. I bought the salt, came back, and it was melted. So now I just, like, got the salt, like, on deck in case, you know, we get some more ice again. I'm just sitting there laughing, yo. All I could do was laugh, and I look like, yo, you serious? Like, it's gone now. Like, now that I finally really go get the salt, now it's gone. But I almost freaking broke my neck going down the steps earlier. It's crazy, man. And you know, before we came on air, we was talking about the phones, because you know, like, my phone is all broke, my phone tripping, the screen, I can't press Y. There's a few buttons I can't press. Y, I can't do commas. Certain other letters I can't do. My phone zooms in by itself, and I got to zoom it back out. When I go to my contacts, it tries to delete the numbers by itself. My phone is tripping. It's done for. There's no, I turn it off, turn it back on, and all that. It's done for. There's no saving it. Like, you know, it's a ticking time bomb. You know what I mean? So Nizzy and I, in the green room, you know, were talking about, like, you know, phones and stuff. And it was interesting because we were talking about, you know, the top phones, like the Galaxies and iPhones and stuff. And it was like, yo, I'm like, yo, you know, I just realized this because, you know, I'm not an Apple phone person. I'm a Android person. I'm an Android guy. And I'm like, yo, I just realized this. So the iPhone 8 came out, I guess, around September 2017. And then they skipped the iPhone 9 and went straight to the iPhone 10, and that came out in November. So I'm like, wait, I'm an Apple person, right? If I'm an Apple person, I bought the iPhone 8 in September. If I was one of those people that had to have the hottest, the newest phone, like I just had to do that, and I always upgraded when a new phone came out. So that means I would have got my iPhone 8 in September. Not got no iPhone 9 didn't even come out, and 2 months later it skips two. Like 2 months later, the 10 comes out, and I'm like, yo. So what did iPhone like fans do in that situation? Did they like try to sell their 8s to get the 10? Did they upgrade and just charge that loss, that $800 loss to the game? Like, and I'm like, yo, that's kind of crazy. I'm saying, yo, Apple kind of messed up with that. Like, I would feel some type of way if I bought the 8 and then the 10 came out that fast. Like, whoa, y'all couldn't have waited until next year? Now I just bought the new phone that's only been out 2 months, and now my phone is old because y'all got a new phone out? Like, y'all, really? I'm like, yo, I don't know this. How would you have felt in that situation?
I mean, I wouldn't have personally cared, but
you would be excited, like, oh, okay, I'm going to just go get my 10.
No, I would have just kept what I had. But then again, at this point, you know, I used to be, like, phone crazy. I was always upgrading every freaking year. But now I just don't even care. As long as I have a phone, that's what I care.
Yeah.
That's what I care about. I guess when you get old, but I just really don't care anymore. As long as I got a working phone, that's all I care about. Because I don't do much on my phone. Like, I don't do anything on my phone anymore, so.
Don't you watch Netflix and stuff on your phone? And YouTube and
no.
stuff?
No.
No?
I do that
no.
on my computer.
Really?
Yeah. I do that on my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watch TV more on my phone now than I probably do my own TV now. Like, my phone is like, that's a big portion of what I do. Like, I be needing my phone. Like, I need a good working phone. Like, I don't know how to function without a good working phone. I need my apps and the way I, like, do, like, my calendars and the notes, like, the amount of stuff that I have, like, going on that I need to keep track of. It's, like, crazy. You know what I mean? Like, man, I have to have a good working phone. Like, it's a must for me.
It will be different for you. You have a kid, you do music and all that, so that's understandable. That's different. You use your phone a whole lot, but I don't.
Yeah, I use my phone for research too, like for the show. Like, if we doing topics and stuff, like that requires some research, I use my my phone for that, because my laptop is done for. So I used to use my laptop a lot more often too, but my laptop is done for. So look, I can't not have a functioning laptop, not have a functioning cell phone, and then the desktop that has the wireless adapter to it, it's real slow. So it's like not a pleasurable experience using the desktop's internet. And it takes 10 seconds for things to load. It's very frustrating. So it's like I got to have either a working phone, like a phone that has internet that works properly, or a laptop. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way around it. Like, there's no way around it. You know. And it's funny, though, because we're in this new era of technology. Where, like, you remember, Nizzy, back in, like, the early 2000s, where you was just happy to have a cell phone in general? Like, in 2000, 2001, if you had a cell phone, you was the ish. Like, you was.
Yeah.
You was. Like,
yeah.
If you had a cell phone, oh, especially now, if you had a flip, you was stunting. A flip phone was like having a Galaxy or an iPhone. Am I right, Nizzy?
Yes. Yeah.
You remember them days?
I do. I really do.
Matter of fact, you probably were still in high school. Because 2001, I was class of 2001, so that means you probably was in high school or middle school.
Yeah.
You might have been in middle school.
Yeah. I was still in high school, and we had the flip. We had the flip up. Not many people had the flip up phone. Because not a lot of people had a job. I had a job, so I already had the... I mean, by that time, I had a phone in my name. Like, I was paying a phone bill. So I had the flip-up. First, it was, you know, just a plain old flip-up, no camera, no nothing. Then they came out with the camera. And
No, the cameras came out later. Don't forget, the color phones came out first before the camera. The camera was later. Don't forget, first it was just having a cell phone in general, like the little like walkie-talkie joint. Then it
Nokia.
Was smaller.
The Nokia phone, remember the Nokia phone? The little,
I never had the Nokia. I had the Sprint phone.
That was by Sprint. Oh no, it wasn't. That
not
was
at
by
first. Remember when Nokia had its own like thing?
Yeah,
where, like,
that
Nokia
was
just Nokia. Remember that?
That was by AT&T. I forgot. That was by AT&T.
Cause don't forget, because it was singular. Now that's throwback. Look, see, y'all youngers don't know nothing about that, Nizzy. You remember singular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably gotta be like born by 90 to know that. If you was born after 1990, you're probably not old enough to remember that. Like, I think, who bought them out, AT&T?
Yeah.
I think AT&T bought them out, right?
Because at first we had U.S. Cellular, and then AT&T bought them out, but then it was all of a sudden it was AT&T. So it was like across, AT&T bought Cellular out. Yep.
Yeah, but remember at first I could have sworn it was Cellular had bought AT&T, like Cellular, AT&T fell under Cellular's banner for a while, and then it reversed, and Cellular went under AT&T. I thought that's how it went, but it's been so many years,
It did. Yep.
Oh, my goodness, Nizzy. Remember the sidekicks? Now, you want to talk about you was the man. What if you had a sidekick? That was what iPhone is today. Tell me that wasn't sidekicks. Tell me that wasn't sidekicks.
I never had a sidekick. I really wanted one. I really wanted a sidekick. It was the shit. Back in the day.
What? People's faces would drop in amazement when they seen the sidekick. Because remember the way it flipped out? And it was it was the first phone that you could flip it out.
Yeah.
And it was high tech as opposed to the rest of the. Yo, we got to do a phone on. We got to do a show on the phones. That's a whole show right there. Remember. This phone, that phone, we could do a whole show on that, yo. That's a weird dude. That'd be a fun topic, just talking about the phones, how they was, how we got all the way up to now, how the technology advanced so quickly. That'd be an interesting show. So maybe we could do one of those shows soon. You know, you be down for that, Nizzy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it brings back memories. We probably bring back a lot of memories having that conversation. And so, with that said, we're going to actually move on to tonight's topic, which is America transphobic? Is America transphobic? Pretty much what inspired that topic was the recent story that I believe this came out either early today. Was that early today? I think so, yeah. Where R&B legend Genuine was on a show, I think it's in the UK, and he was, a trans woman was, flirting with him, coming on to him. And, you know what, matter of fact, hold on, I got the article. Let's just do that. Because my memory's not that great. We don't want to go off my memory. Let's go to the article. Hold up. I should let you break it down. This you just seen it. You just seen it right before the show.
They were on some type of reality show, and I honestly just watching because they showed a clip, and just watching it, you could tell that there wasn't just one transgendered
person
on the show.
There was three.
But he was conversating with a transgender, and what did she ask him? Read the article. It's better if you read the article.
R&B singer Genuine, cast member of the TV series Celebrity Big Brother UK, ripped by some on social media. I hate when you're reading an article and you're trying not to mess it up, and you realize the person that typed it made an error, and you're trying to correct it as you're reading, and it make it sound like you're messing up, but it's really the way the person typed it wrong, had a typo, and it's messing you up when you're reading it. Yeah. Social media, after rejecting the advances of a fellow cast member who was a transgender woman, India Willoughby, a journalist, was sitting next to Genuine on a couch and lamenting that a lot of guys wouldn't go out with somebody like me, even though I'm a woman. Another cast member seemed to agree, pointing to fragile masculinity is the reason why straight men don't get involved with transgender women. Genuine jumped into the conversation saying that it's a personal choice and that he would choose not to be with a transgender woman. See, it says not to be with transgender women. See, typos, man. Like, get it together. Willoughby then called out the singer, "You would go out with a woman." "Yes, of course," Genuine replied. "But you wouldn't go out with a transsexual woman," Willoughby pressed. "No," the singer answered. Soon Willoughby broke it all down, noting that Genuine wouldn't feel comfortable going out with me and that I'm not gay. "I tried to date," Willoughby continued, adding that guys have chatted me up not knowing my past, but then as soon as they find out, whoa, the transgender journalist then declared to Genuine that I'm a woman, right? Forget any tease or anything in front of it. I'm just a woman, okay? So on that score, you would date me, wouldn't you? Genuine was clearly growing uncomfortable. "Not if you told me you was trans." That was Genuine's reply. "No, no," Willoughby replied. "I'm not telling you I'm trans. I'm a woman. So you would date me then?" This is crazy. The transgender celeb then began hugging Genuine's neck and pulling him close before saying, "I want a kiss." And that was it. The singer laughed, pulled away, and Willoughby looked thoroughly frustrated. So, yeah, Nizzy, thoughts?
I don't get why he's been called a transphobic, whatever the word
transphobic.
Is.
Transphobic.
Like, what the fuck? But but I don't get that. That's his own preference. If he don't wanna date a trans, he don't have to. I mean, that's his own preference. They gotta realize that not everybody is gonna be okay with that. Initially, maybe now you are a female, but you were definitely still born a male. And then that's how a lot of straight men look at it. Now, some men don't. Some men really would not care, and they'd be okay with it. But it doesn't mean that he has some kind of phobia against transsexuals or transgenders. That's just not his preference. That's not what he would be down with. You know, he wants a female that was born a female. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean... In a situation like that, the thing is that, you know, there's been, like, you know, there's been an outpour of emotion from the trans community. Genuine is known as a sex symbol, one of the best writers, songwriters, and R&B artists, you know, of the generation, and definitely a legend, definitely iconic, and people love him, especially women. And you know, the trans community, you know, because I don't know if like the entire LGBT community is affected by that. It seems more of like the trans community, you know, feel like he was pretty much just discriminating on us, you know, and you know they've been you know making their voices heard on social media. And my thing in this, right, is like you said, Nizzy, like his preference is his preference. I don't even understand how or why they feel like this is something to tweet about or comment about in a way that's like, you know, criticizing him of his own sexual preference. I thought, if anything, the trans woman was the one that was out of line, because let's just say if a woman, a regular straight woman, comes on a show and a guy, and let's just say, all right, no, let's all right. So let's say a lesbian woman comes on a show, you know, and a straight man is there. He's like the host. He's like coming on to her, and she's like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, I like women. I'm into women. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, I'm a man. You know what I mean? Like, what's up? Like, you know, like, you would date me, though. Like, as I say, she's a lesbian, but she likes what we call doms, which is, means a dominant woman. And it's like, well, you like doms? Well, they're just like me. Like, you know, they act like a man, blah, blah, blah. I am a man. They penetrate, I penetrate. What's the difference? Like, it just coming on to and say, give me a kiss and all of that. Do you know what it would be, what's going on now with all these sexual harassment and assault allegations going on right now? It would be pandemonium. That person would probably lose their job that same day. You know what I mean? But this trans woman does that to a straight man, and it's okay. I'm like, yo, I agree with Charlamagne and God, you know, who broke this report first, you know. I don't know if he broke it first, but I know I heard it from, the Donkey of the Day Breakfast Club first, you know. And I'm like, yo, I agree with him. Like, that's sexual harassment. Like, he was being harassed. Like, if you make it clear that, like, oh, no, I'm not into that, and a person is still pushing the issue, like, they are sexually aggressive, which is pretty much sexual harassment. That was sexual harassment, in my opinion. What you think?
It wasn't assault,
but harassment. You know what I mean? Meaning not taking no for an answer.
It wasn't like she kept coming on to him. She did blow a kiss at him and try to put her arm around him. Then he backed off. You know what I mean? It wasn't like she kept going on and on about it. Like, it wasn't like she kept trying to touch him, trying to touch his penis or any. Then I would say that's sexual harassment.
No, that's assault then. Well, if you touch, once you touch it, once you make physical contact, it goes from harassment to assault.
But
I see what you're saying. But either way, it's still inappropriate. Regardless of anything else, I think we can at least agree that it's inappropriate, right?
That would say that was inappropriate.
Like, I'm a guest. I don't know if he was a guest or he was a regular. I don't freaking know. But I'm on there chilling. And for you to do that, like, you know, I had to give him credit. But I don't know, like, you know, I'm a guy. Like, genuine's really for the woman. Like, you know, he's a lady, you know, a sex symbol and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's, like, one of those, like, you know, like, I don't know if he's, metrosexual, like, a little more in touch with the feminine side, and, like, don't take things as harsh as, like, a real straight alpha male would. Like, I'm not going to lie. In that situation right there, it's going to be some real problems on that set. Nizzy, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be some real problems on that set if I was approached by that way in a trans woman, and once I set the record clear, like, no, I don't fly like that over here, and they continue to push the envelope, it's going to be some real problems. Like, I'm wilding out. They're going to have to cut the cameras. This is about to get crazy in there. There's going to be a lot of bleeps going on. And it's going to be like, who you think you are, like, I will F you up on here, like, all of that, like, you know what I mean? Like, all of that's coming, like, you're disrespecting my manhood. That's like the, you know, the fabric of, like, that's like, man, like, I guess it's just an alpha male thing, you know what I mean? Because I think only alpha males get, like, that, like, offended and, like, care that much, you know what I mean? Like, it's that big of a thing for them. Like, that would have been some real problems. So, hearing the criticism that he's receiving, I'm like, all he did was, like, reject the transgender. Like, all he did was reject the trans woman. That's all he did. Like, it was rejected. That's it. Like, anybody has the right to reject. Like, people get rejected all the time. That's something you deal with. Like, you might not like it. It never feels good to get rejected. But you just deal with it. I mean, what you going to do? Like, fight? Like, what you going to do? Like,
I think that, like, that whole community, sometimes they take it to the extreme because they are what they are.
What community?
You know, the whole transgender, transsexual, you know, community.
Oh, okay, you're saying strictly, not the whole entire LGBT, but just saying strictly the trans community.
I feel because they're a different type because they're in transition. So I guess she felt some type of way because to her now she feels like she is fully a female. And I think that's why she kept saying that, you know, no, look at me, female, I'm a female. But he is an alpha male, like you were stating. He doesn't look at her like she's a real female. Because deep down inside, he knows that she was born a male. So to him, she's not really a female. You may have got the surgery to get the parts and everything, but to him, you ain't really a female. You wasn't born a female, so to him, you're not a female to him. And I think that's where she was trying to get, that's where she was coming from. Like, I am a female. Like, what do you mean? And I think that's why she took it as a threat, because he's not looking at her like she's a female. He's looking at her like, You're still a dude deep down inside. To me, you're still a guy. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where she felt some type of way. And that's why she asked that question.
But
to him, and that's, and I guess that's why the whole trans community felt some type of way about that. Like, they want to be accepted for who they are, and I guess that's where they were coming from. Like, you know, we want to be accepted for a man or a female because that's who we feel like we are, even if we wasn't born that way.
But that's unfair.
I guess I was coming from too. Because everybody has their own opinions about it. He's going to look at you a little differently. Not everybody is going to be that accepting of it. And he's not going to look at you like that. I don't know a lot of men that would be
receptive of that, right? Like,
I mean, why is it, once you say, look, I gotta tell you the truth, I was born male, I'm a transgender, I think a lot of men would punch her. Like, what? No, I don't know. And some men, they really don't care. They see it. A lot of transgenders I've seen have dated females and not males. It's weird. They do this transition and they still date women. not all
I
of them are really.
I can't explain that for the life of me. Remember when we had a guest on our show who was trans Nizzy, and
yeah.
They was telling us about like certain things about the trans community we didn't know about, and I think that was one of the things they said. Like,
yeah.
I think that was one of the things they said when they were saying that
yeah.
Sometimes they date women. It's like, but what? Why would you go through all of that just to date a woman? I don't know. Really, I guess you still can be bi regardless if you're trans or not. I don't know.
Some are just not gay. And I've even asked, like, gay men about this. And surprisingly, a lot of gay men don't understand the whole transgender, transsexual thing. They don't even like it. You'd be surprised how many gay men actually agree with it, and don't agree with it. Like, you'd be so surprised, so surprised.
Well, you know, screw it. I'm just gonna ask you some of these questions, Nizzy. You know, down the road, I want to get another member of the trans community on the show that I, you know, get deeper into these conversations about what that life is like, because it is kind of interesting, just like from the aspect of I think it's totally like different chapter of the LGBT community. That's like, it's like they're in a league of their own. You know what I mean? Like, if you just think about it, like, you know, life as a trans person has to be like very unique, as opposed to just being like just a gay man or a gay woman. You know what I mean? And nobody can tell it the way they can tell it. We on the outside looking in. But Nizzy, you said you have dated a woman before, which means that you were a member of the LGBT community.
But go ahead.
Said when you was what?
When I was 18 years old.
You said when you was. But if you had sexual interactions with another woman, like, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? You've had that experience. So, you know, you said you what? You had threesomes before and all of that, right? Correct?
I mean, yeah.
Right. So that makes you bisexual. Now, you might feel like you're not bisexual anymore, but you walked down that path before. Now, that doesn't mean that you was in parades with your rainbow colors and stuff, but you still were a member of that community just automatically, just because of, you know what I mean, the fact that you were interacting with, you know what I mean, women. You know what I mean? So there's no way around that. So, you know, let's get to it. So, let's see what we got here. So, Nizzy, do you feel as though America has an issue with the trans community? Like, just from, like, your experiences of seeing, you know, well, I don't know. Do y'all have, like, first of all, because I know you're out in the boonies. Do y'all have, like, do you see, like, trans people out there? And I'm saying trans people because the people that's not familiar with the terminology, that is my way of trying to be as respectful and politically neutral as possible. So I'm not saying it in any way that's supposed to be deemed, like, you know what I mean, disrespectful or bash or anything like that. I'm trying to be respectful, so that's why I'm using that terminology. But do y'all have trans people out there, Nizzy? Like, do you see them out there? We got a lot in Baltimore.
Yeah, y'all do. We
sure.
don't have it like you guys do. And if we do have it, it's very low key. It, like, out here, it is, like, it's gay men are very, very low key out here. Very low key. So I can't
I would think they would be more open because y'all are out in the boonies, so I would think they live more freely out there. But it's the opposite, huh?
No. There's a lot of homophobes out here. So they can't really be as open. I mean, are gay men and gay women really the most open? Is gay women, like, you see that everywhere. Like, it is every freaking where. Women seem to be more open out here than men are.
Well, I think it's safe to say that lesbians are more accepted than homosexuals, like, or trans people. To me, it seems like gay women, a.k.a. lesbians, are more accepted, definitely more accepted than any of the rest of the LGBT community. Like, because men, straight men, we're usually like the difference maker, right? And straight men, we have no issues typically with lesbians because we think that's sexy. We just want you to be bi so we can get in on the action too. But we like seeing woman on woman. But, you know, straight men despise the idea of man on man. You know what I mean? And, you know, ironically, a lot of women actually, like, you know how men are turned on by woman on woman? Most women I ask say that it's a turn off to see a man with another man. Now, Nizzy, what about you? As, you know, a born-again straight woman. like, what? How does that, the idea of two men, is that like a turn off to you or a turn on, or it just doesn't bother you one way or the other?
It is a turn off. I can't even look at it.
Right, which is expected, right? So that just goes to show you that there is a difference. You know, the LGBT community tends to be segregated because it's like gay men and the trans community, like, they get, to me, treated different from, you know, bi women and lesbians, like, get treated different. It's lesbians, it's like, you know, it's such a different time. Now, I know due to certain religions and political views and stuff, you know, lesbians still can, you know, get some backlash. But for the most part, you know, in this era, the lesbians seem to be, like, you know, pretty much winning. Because I don't know, no, other than maybe, like, people, like a super religious group, I don't really know no men that's like, ew, when they see two women going at it. They think it's sexy, even if, you know, like, they just think it's sexy. They think, even if she's, like, not even into men, like, they still think it's sexy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, and I'm like, you know what, that probably has to be frustrating a little bit for homosexual men and for the trans community, that, like, well, if y'all going to accept the women, why can't y'all accept us? You know what I mean? Like, that would have to be frustrating, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
But that's how it is, though.
It is. It's a big double standard. But I will say, for the most part, like, the LGBT communities seems to stick together for the most part. Like, those gay pride parades and stuff be off the chain. It'd be mad people. They'd be having their colors, and they be representing. You know, like, for me, right, when I'm looking at the situation, I might let people be them. You know what I mean? Like, if a person want to be gay, let them be gay. If a person want to be trans, then let them be trans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever that, you know, whatever they're into, like, let them do them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't affect you unless you allow it to. But, like, that's that person's life. Let them live their life. You know what I mean? As long as they mind their business and stay to their self. But the one thing, having said that, I've always found myself trying to understand is why is it that with homosexuals, lesbians, even trans people, it's like when why is it that they over, you know, I don't want to put this. Why is it like it's just like extra? What I mean by extra is like, all right, for instance, a dominant woman, right, a dominant lesbian, which we call doms, right? Why is she like trying so hard to act like a man? Like, if you're dom, like, right, and you're dominant, it's like, why can't you just like be yourself, right? Like, I'm probably going to offend some people. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to express it the best way I can. This is not scripted. We're not sitting here with notes and stuff. That's not what we do, you know. But it's like your walk. You gotta, you know, go all the way down with the bop and come all the way back up. And you gotta hit. You gotta be. You know what I mean? You gotta be tense and you gotta. You gotta fold your arms like you cock diesel, and you gotta, like, you know, even the way the talking is, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, it's like it's not natural. It feels forced. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why does it feel like that? You know what I mean? I guess because it's not natural. You know what I mean? It's not like a natural thing. I think it's something that's learned. You know, the same thing with gay women and trans people. It's like extra feminine, like extra super over the top girl. Like if you watch the reality shows and you'll see them, and it's like extra giggly, extra girl. Let me tell you, boo. Like, and it's like so much like It's like so much effort put into trying to show that like I'm feminine. Same thing with the doms, like so much effort in trying to show like I am like dominant. I am like a guy, like, oh, I'm the closest thing to a guy you'll ever see. It's like it don't feel that. And when I see that, it's just like that's like my only thing. It's like it just don't feel natural, and it's like almost kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't know, kind of like sad in a sense to me, because it's like, and I feel like this is not going the way I planned. Like, thank goodness I'm not like famous, because I would be the one getting all the hate mail and stuff now. But not all of them like that though. Some of them chill. It's not all of them. But the ones that are like that, like, listen, I grew up in the city. I grew up in Beemore. Like, so I see this a lot. I lived in the hood. Didn't see a lot of trans people, but definitely a fair share of homosexuals and definitely lesbians for sure. And not all of them was like that, like, over the top with it. But a lot of them are and were, and it's like, that's the thing that has me scratching my head. So Nizzy, why do you think that is? That, like, you know, when you as a woman, right, when you see a gay man, like, just being extra feminine, bending his wrist extra hard, switching extra hard, you know, the way he talks is sounding super extra girly, way more than a regular woman would, like, when you see that, like, what's going through your mind as a real woman yourself? Like, what are you thinking?
I think that they be over the top sometimes or a little dramatic. I mean, I work with a few gay men, and they're all different. Some are, like, really extra, and some are not. Some you would not know unless they had a whole conversation with you first. You wouldn't even know he was gay. Because he's so masculine that it's like he doesn't come off that way. And then some, as soon as you hear the voice, like, you can tell, like, they're gay, they're real feminine. You know, it'd be too much. Sometimes it's too much and it's annoying, to tell you the truth. When they be over the top, it's annoying. Because especially men, they be way over the top.
The gay men?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like they, most of the time, the homosexuals seem to push the envelope even harder than the, you know, the doms sometimes. Like, I agree with that. Like, it's, yeah, it gets over the top for sure. I mean, so, like, you as a woman, right? Like, are you able to, like, get along with a very feminine homosexual? Like, are you able to, like, get along with them, or is it like it's too aggravating to you to see them trying so hard, and it's like, I don't know, what you think?
I mean, I can get along with them, but sometimes sometimes I have to say today is not the day. Like, you need to get out of my Facebook extraness. And I do have to tell them that. Like, I do have to tell them, look, today is my day. I don't need all that extraness over here. I'm not in the mood for it. Like, you're being over the top. Sometimes I feel like I'm the dude because, you know, he'll be the one crying and all this, and I'm like, maybe I'm a dom now or something. I don't know, but because I'm a female and I don't even act like that. It'd be too much. Sometimes I ain't got the patience for all that. They can take that elsewhere. And then sometimes, you know, I'll joke around with them and go back and forth with them, but sometimes it get old real quick. Real quick. And I really sometimes want to punch him in the eye.
So if a homosexual, you know how, like, a woman can call another woman a B and it's okay, but if a man does it, it's, like, offensive. So if a gay man calls you a B, right? Super feminine gay man calls you a B. Do you look at it the same way as you would as if a woman did it, or is it, like, offensive because to you it's still a guy?
Yeah, they still got balls and a penis. So I don't care how feminine you are. Say, hey, boo-boo, and all this, I don't care.
So they don't get that pass that a woman would get?
No. They didn't get no goddamn pass.
I think a lot of members of the LGBT community, mostly the gay men representatives, will be offended by that because it's like, but, like, we relate to y'all because we feel like y'all, as far as, like, you know, feminine or whatever, like, we in touch with that side. So why, we sitting there in the salon doing y'all hair and stuff and bonded with y'all, so why can't we get, like, you know, why can't we be looked at that way and get that same type of, you know, passion and understanding that a woman would get? I think that's how a lot of, I mean, I don't know, I'm only speculating here, but I would think that that's probably how some of them might feel. What would be your response to a gay man that felt that way?
I would say I don't care. You still got a penis and balls. Like, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Like,
so what if it was a trans woman?
I don't care if they were transsexual, transgender, bisexual.
You're still not trying to hear it.
I'm not trying to hear nothing out their mouth.
But then a trans woman can say, but wait, I am a woman now. Just like the trans woman in that, whole Genuine situation was saying that. So, now they have that argument. I am legally considered a woman at this point. Like, so then how do you argue that?
I don't care. I wouldn't even let a female call me that, let alone a transsexual, transgender, gay guy, a drag queen, whatever.
That's just not happening. I hear that.
No, it's happening. No, we don't do no hey, bitch, and all. Whoa. Oh, no. We're going to have to correct that real quick. No. That's not going to happen. No, we ain't cool, boo. We ain't not cool.
So, on the grand scale of things, Nizzy, do you feel as though America just... do you feel as though America in general is just, like, typically transphobic?
Yeah, because it's like, for the longest time, everybody was homophobic. Now, society
people still
has
are
changed.
Too.
Yeah, people are still, they still are, but it's not as bad as it was before. They're starting to.
I agree with that.
They are starting to get adjusted to it. It's a little bit more accepting now than way back.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that this whole transsexual, transgender is coming upon, it's going to take society a long time to get adjusted to that too. Because that's something totally different. Totally different. That's going to be a hard one to truly and fully accept. Because, and I think a part of it is because transsexuals or transgenders will, like, they will lie to people. They won't. They won't be upfront and real about it. Like, especially with men, they don't tell men that, hey, this is what I am, and take it from there. They lie about it. So then they hide it, but you want people to accept you. You got to be honest with it too. Just like with being gay, that's why a lot of people started being honest about it, because the more honest you are about it, the more accepting people are going to be about it. So I think they just have to be more honest about who they are. You got to tell people up front. You can't be tricking people and everything. That's not right.
Like the trying to trick somebody part, that's the only thing. Like, it's one thing if you're open, as soon as somebody approaches you, I just want to let you know that I'm a trans woman or a trans man or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, give the person the option of choosing. Like, don't take away a person's option of choosing and wait till it's too late and something already happened between y'all. You know what I mean? Because then if that person get upset and some stuff go down after that, the way I look at it, that's on you. Like, I don't feel sorry for a person that lied and deceived somebody and violated somebody in such high regards, and then things happen afterwards, you know, some problems happen afterwards. I don't feel sorry for that person in that situation because you brought that on yourself. That's just like if a woman was, you know, walking down the street and the guy come behind her and just smack on her butt and say, "Hey, girl, give me some of that juicy stuff," you know, and then she busts him in the head with a bottle or something. I'm not going to feel bad for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he bought it on himself. And if you deceive somebody, you know, what happens after that, you know, pretty much is on you at that point. I still don't believe in violence. Like, I don't support that. Or, I'm not, you know, looking to promote any type of violence any way, shape, or form. But people respond the way they respond, and, you know, just got to, like, you know what I mean? You just can't violate people in that way. Like, you have to, like, let a person know. You cannot take away a person's option, like, you know, the ability to choose. Like, you cannot do that. That is, like, a super violation. You know what I mean? So I do agree with you on that. And I would say, as far as I'm concerned, I do think that a trans man or a trans woman has the right to work at any, like, department store, restaurant, school, you know what I mean? Any, like, you know what I mean? Pretty much whatever, like, you know what I mean? Should be able to try to pursue whatever goals that they look to pursue, as long as, you know, they they qualify for the job. You know what I mean? But having said that, I can understand how the presence of a trans person, depending on the particular type of job or career, could cause some, you know, little friction within a business, company, or whatever. You know what I mean? Depending on what it is. And that could probably lead to some discrimination as far as, like, people less, you know, people being more hesitant to employ, you know, a person in that situation, depending on what it is. Like, let's say a police, they have the right to definitely try to be. Matter of fact, I know some, I don't know him, but, you know, I went to school with this person. But, see, I don't think he was just gay. Like, he wasn't trans, though. He was gay. And he ended up becoming a cop. He was, like, gay, like, super gay. You know what I mean? And first time I've ever seen an openly gay man become a cop. Not, like, just gay because he just likes men, but, like, gay, like, get your nails done type gay. I haven't seen him in years, so I don't know how that career worked out for him, but it was the first time I seen that. But, you know, certain types of careers, like, you know, I can see how the Army thing probably causes some friction, then the whole thing with, you know, Trump trying to, you know, make that more difficult, and just, it gets deep. But, Nizzy, would you have an issue with your, let's say, your child's teacher or principal of their school being openly a, like, trans person? Like, would that, like, bother you? Like, the principal of your child's school was, like, trans. Would that bother you?
No.
Did we tell you? Cool with it, like, you know what I mean? Totally, like, you know, like, receptive.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good that you can actually say that. Because, you know, some people will have an issue with that because, like, they feel like, do what you do, but, you know, not when my child is the one that has to look to you as a leader. So a lot of people feel like because that role of being a leader, you know what I mean, it would bother them. You know, could you be friends or best friends with a trans person?
Yeah.
Good. 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 Do you have a boundary set on how much interaction that, you know, you could deal with a member of the LGBT community or specifically a trans person as far as, like, you know, because you know what comes with that. You know, like we was talking about, it can be over the top. And it comes with the territory, right? As you were saying earlier, sometimes you're not in the mood. You know what I mean? So there's, like, you know, is there a boundary on, like, you know, really what, you know what I mean, how much of a relationship, you know, based on the what we would consider extraness, like, would that, you know, draw a boundary somewhere? And not just you, but do you think that in general, like, their relationships can be impacted by their animation as far as, like, how animated they are and trying, you know, I ain't gonna say trying, but, like, you know, behaving like the opposite sex?
I mean, sometimes, because, look, how I see it is, like, you know, the show Love and Hip Hop. Now, they just have a new one that is Love and Hip Hop Miami, and Trina's on there. And
she's been on there for, like, years, right?
Trina? No, this is our first one.
What?
No.
I thought she's been on the Miami one for years.
The Miami one is new.
Really? Oh, I don't watch it. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, the Miami one is just new. They just came up with this one this year.
Does she still got that big old booty?
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
No, does she? That's all right. I Google it. Go ahead.
But she has, like, this. She actually has a cousin on there, and he is, like, very, very gay, very, very feminine, very out there. And I guess, like, he is one of them people, like, he's trying to be a rapper, but she won't help him. Because you know why? Because he's over the top. Like, she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed by him. Because he's over the top. He's that gay person that is very loud, very extra, and don't know how to calm it down. He's embarrassing. Like, he is just very embarrassing. Anywhere he goes, over the top. And nobody wants to deal with that. I can deal with it to a certain extent. Now, we can be cool, we can be friends, but the moment that you start being over the top all the freaking time, because there's a time and a place for that.
Yeah.
That's only a time and a place. Now, we cool, you know, every now and again, if we going out, we in the club, you know, it's cool. But not when we trying to all sit down, eat lunch, have a nice little conversation, and you want to be extra for no reason. And sometimes, sometimes it don't even be that deep. And you got to be over the top all the time. I'm not going to speak to you no more. Because I don't deal with that extraness. That's too much. Like, that is just too much. As long as you keep it to a minimum, and you know, when the time is right to do all that, because it's not right in every moment to be acting all ghetto and extra and throwing your hands up, and it's too much.
Yeah.
As long as you ain't like that all the freaking time, then I'm cool with you. But I can't deal with her all the time. We might have to end our little friendship if it's going to be all the freaking time. Everywhere we go, we got to be loud and dramatic and cloud and all this. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is too much. That's too much. That's annoying. I can't do it.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Because it's like anybody can be over the top, right? Like, not even just if you're gay or whatever. Like, anybody can be over the top. Like, a straight man can be over the top. A straight woman, over the top is over the top. And it's just frustrating, like, regardless of who. So it's not even like trying to pick on, you know what I mean, LGBT or trans community or anything. It's just like anything's over the top, like just being animated all the time and just being super loud and super controversial all the time. Like, all that stuff is annoying. You know what I mean? Like, dudes that want to be, what Cat Williams say, gangbanging on bacon? Like, that's annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hood rats that want to be yelling and fighting all the time and blowing everything out of proportion, that's annoying. Like, that's over the top. Like, it's too much. Same thing. Like, you being too womanly, too girly, that is very annoying. You trying to be too manly, that's freaking annoying. Like, just chill. Like, men don't act like that. Men, we're not sitting there walking around like we super, super hard for no reason all the time. Not typically. Women are not being super, super girly, super, super feminine, like, over the top with it. Like, all day, every day. Like, it's just not normal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, even, like the model, like, Hollywood House of Diddy type of females don't even be, like, that over the top. You feel me? So, yeah. Yeah, man. I think we need to, like, have these conversations. You know, learn from one another. You know what I mean? And we have, you know, people out there hear us out. You know what I mean? And that's always our goal anyway, like, have these types of conversations and understand one another. Like, I'm not a member of the LGBT community, but I want to understand them more, and they're welcome to our platform, you know what I mean, so we can have these discussions, understand each other, and all get along and live in harmony, and everybody had their own personal space, and nobody violates the other person's space, you know what I mean, it's just respect. You know what I mean? And it's all good, like, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man, you know. And so as we begin to wind down towards the end of the show, you know, I just want to say, man, like, I respect and appreciate anybody who takes the time to listen to what we got to say. If you're a member of the LGBT community, I hope anything I said didn't get under your skin or offend you. And if it did, I'm just going to go ahead and apologize right now, because however you took it, I probably didn't mean it. I'm sure you can hear the sincerity in my voice. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to express myself in a way that I can try to traject it, that it's like my point is being proven, but I'm definitely trying my best not to be, like, offensive, you know what I mean, and not seem insensitive, you know what I mean, and, you know, I am a work in progress in, as far as, like, trying, in this situation, like, trying to express myself in a way, because, you know, things change, and something that was offensive a year or two ago, something that wasn't offensive might be offensive now and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I have a lot of respect and, you know what I mean, for anybody that, you know what I mean, listens to us, you know what I mean, and taking the time to click to hear what we got to say. I don't care, you know, what you represent. You know what I mean? Like, you know, long as it's, like, not something illegal and it's not something that's, like, super, super crazy, you're cool with me. You know what I mean? Thank you for listening, and it's all love, and you're welcome on our platform. You ain't got to just listen behind the phone. You can call in. You know what I mean? You can hop in and, you know what I mean, we can have these discussions and get to understand each other more. You know what I mean? It's all good from my side. So, Nizzy?
What?
Any final words?
No. Oh, I don't think so. Let's just love everyone. Let's just all get along.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Well, you know, with that said, and you know what? Like, this was like a last-minute thing, like Nizzy will tell you. This topic ended up being created at about, like, you know, maybe like 8 o'clock, 8:30 or something like that. Like, this was definitely a last minute thing. And keep in mind, we're at 10 Eastern time, and like 8 o'clock, 8:30. I'm telling. Matter of fact, Nizzy, by the time we spoke on the phone, it was like already 9. I'm like, yeah, I changed the topic. And you're like, huh? What? Nizzy didn't even 9:30. Nizzy probably still didn't even know what the topic was at 9:30.
No, I did not.
Know what I mean? So, had to send Nizzy the link and everything and, you know, get her caught up. It was a last minute thing, but, you know, I just found it a little interesting once I heard the report early, and I'm like, yeah, let's dive in on this. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know what? For the dedicated listeners, right? If you have any ideas for, like, topics that you want us to cover that you think is interesting, you know, shoot, man, send us an email, itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com, or hit our Facebook inbox and let us know, you know. And, you know, if we agree that, you know, it's interesting, we'll definitely cover it, you know. And so you can get the information for, you know, how to reach us, you know, on the outro as well, in case you missed it. But, yeah, it's Real Talk Radio at gmail.com. And it's Real Talk Radio on all social media sites. You know what I mean? Get at us, man. And, you know, we're going to, you know, try to bring you those hot topics for the 2018. And so, you know, with that said, that is our time for tonight, so we thank you all for listening, tuning in, you know what I mean? It's Real Talk Radio. Holler at us. We'll catch y'all next week. We out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly, we keep it real.